The graduation ceremony for Basic Recruit School 2025-1 for the Columbia Fire Department. I'd like to welcome in the recruits. My name is Jeff Heidenreich, and it's my pleasure to be the Assistant Fire Chief with the Columbia Fire Department and to be here this evening as we conduct this ceremony. For the first part of the ceremony, I'd like to ask the Columbia Fire Department Honor Guard to present the colors. Proceed. Room, stand as you're able. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order, arms. I face forward, march.
Please be seated. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'd like to recognize several members in the room, important people that are joining us this evening. City Manager DeCarlin Seawood, Councilwoman Betsy Peters, Fire Chief of the Marshall Fire Department, Chief Kirsick, retired Fire Chief Farr from the Columbia Fire Department, Tim Bean, the Fire Chief and State Fire Marshal, as well as all of our active members, retirees, partner agencies, and of course, the friends and family of the recruit class this evening. Thank you for joining us. We're so glad you're here. First up, I'd like to welcome Brian Schaefer, the Columbia Fire Department Fire Chief.
Well, Those of you that were here last year recognize that I mixed things up a little bit, and this year, because we all like change so much, firefighters, that's one thing they really do like, change and the way things are. So we're going to mix things up a little bit more. Our goal for this ceremony is to get it done within the hour, so you have some time to go out afterwards and spend some quality time for the recruits and for everybody else that ended up working today. Thanks especially to one individual who is here that I'm going to take the absolute honor and privilege of embarrassing the heck out of. So everybody on this side of the room and that side of the room, turn your heads towards our assistant chief, Eric Kazat, whose birthday it is today. And he came off a vacation to be a part of this. I will regret that later. Those of you that know The Rock, you know that I'm definitely going to regret that later. So on behalf of the Columbia Fire Department, welcome and thank you. This is a very special occasion for us because we're growing, we're adding new talent, new perspective, and definitely a lot of aptitude to our organization. So to the families, friends, and loved ones who are here tonight, a big thank you to you personally. Your support, encouragement, and the sacrifices that you've made have made this day possible for the people to my left. You stood by them when they were sore, when they were complaining, those long nights, those early mornings. Yes, I'm looking at you because you definitely remember that. We've talked about it. And those silent moments that you've shared when our recruits have been in doubt. So believe me, after tonight, all of that stress, work, and anxiety will be validated. You are now, and you always will be, a part of the Columbia family, the Columbia community, the larger fire service family. So this point on, you're part of a network that spans the globe. You can walk into any firehouse. You can talk to any spouse, any best friend's uncle's former roommate that's affiliated with the fire service, and you're part of something. That's very special to us, and it's all based on a legacy of pride and ownership for this profession that the gentleman on my left has chosen. So to our graduates, take a moment and look around this room. Make eye contact with your family, friends, loved ones, and take it in. This isn't just a ceremony, it's truly a milestone. I've talked about it before, and I've met with all of the folks over here personally, and I've talked about the friendships that they have now. These friendships and these relationships will follow them throughout their entire career, and it's special. So you'll never understand just how much until you have something critical that happens. You have a bad call, you make a phone call to one of your classmates, you're struggling with a tactic, you have an officer that's tough to deal with, you lose somebody in your family, you bury a family member, you go through a divorce. All of those things that happen in your life, those tragedies or those celebrations are also milestones. And you can rely on each other, even if they're wearing a different shirt. Work for a different organization, we're all one, and cherish that, because that's something that probably no other profession actually has. But you did it, and you didn't do it alone, you did it together. So each of you came into the BRS with a story, the Basic Recruit School, a reason, a calling, and over the past several months, we've watched those stories evolve into something very powerful. You became a team, a brotherhood, a sisterhood forged in sweat, accountability, and shared purpose. I will share with everybody that we started with a larger group. We had to let people go throughout this process. What you're looking at right now are the best of the best. We went out throughout Missouri, throughout the country actually, and recruited, and the people that are before you rose to the occasion. They challenged themselves. They leaned in to the instructors and what they were teaching. They leaned into the curriculum. They leaned into the skill. They took the risk, and they learned. They learn sometimes the hard way, but they learned, and you should be exceptionally proud of them. So most importantly, you learned also how to serve, what it means to do that, to put the mission before yourselves, to put somebody else's life in front of yourselves, to show up on the worst day of someone's life and be the reason that they actually have a second chance. That's what you have to look forward to. And that's the weight, and that's the honor of this job. It's not the gear, the badge, or the station assignment that defines you. It's how we treat people and how we actually serve. It's how you lift people up when the job gets heavy, because it will. So tonight is about pride, but it's also about responsibility. You've earned the right to wear the patch. But with that right comes a very high expectation. You always will have to strive to do your best. Every day you come to work, you do a better job than you did the shift before. For your crew, for your community, and for yourself. So stand tall, honor what you've accomplished, stay humble, stay hungry for what's next, and remember, mission first, people always. So welcome to the Columbia Fire Department Class 2025-1. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Up next to the podium, I'd like to invite Zach Grace, Battalion Chief in the Columbia Fire Department Training Battalion.
Good evening, everyone. As Chief Heinrich said, my name is Zachary Grace. For those of you that don't know, I'm the Battalion Chief of Training with the Columbia Fire Department. It's an honor to stand here and speak on behalf of such a dedicated group of instructors who have watched this group of recruits grow from day one until now, graduation day. To our graduates, you've earned this moment. The fire service demands grit, discipline, and heart. Every one of you have shown that and more. You have challenged yourselves, pushed past your limits, and today, you've proven that you're ready. This isn't just the end of your academy. It's the beginning of a lifelong commitment to learning, teamwork, and service. Out there, people will depend on your skill and your character on the worst day of their lives. Take that responsibility seriously, keep training, stay sharp, and never forget why you started. To the families and loved ones here today, thank you. Your support means more than you know. It's a critical part of what makes these firefighters strong. Oftentimes I would hear them talk about you guys, and you should be proud. You have done a very good job. To our instructors, thank you for your tireless dedication and time you've invested in shaping the next generation of firefighters. I think this class will show. To the newest members of the fire service, welcome. Welcome to the brother and sisterhood. We are proud of you. Stay safe, serve with pride, and always remember why we are here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Grace. Well said. Up next to the podium, I'd like to invite Tracy Gray, Program Coordinator for MUFRTI and retired fire engineer with the Columbia, fire captain with the Columbia Fire Department. My apologies.
Thank you so much. As a graduate of the BRS-02-1, it's an honor to be here in front of you to say a few words. Today is a momentous occasion as we gather to celebrate the graduation of our brave cadets into the world of firefighting. Being a firefighter requires facing unknown dangers with steadfast determination and unparalleled courage. The transition from training to the field is not just a leap into a new career, but a commitment to serving and protecting others at often great personal risk. The fact that you have chosen this path speaks about your character, your dedication to make this world a safer place. Firefighters demonstrate incredible strength when confronted challenging situations. They bravely enter burning buildings and perform daring rescues, often risking their own lives to save those in peril. It's a testament to their courage, courage that Mark Twain wisely said, "It's not the absence of fear, but the mastery of it." Every call they answer, every life they touch, is a profound expression of their mastery of this skill. I want to share something that helped me through my career. I want to talk about the 4 F's in the fire service. The 4 F's represent a cornerstone in the life of a firefighter, creating a framework that helps guide one's actions and decisions. The first F is faith. Faith for many is a foundational bedrock that provides strength and purpose. It supplies more guidance and a sense of belonging to something greater than oneself. Faith is a higher power, can be a source of comfort, resilience, and especially when facing challenging and dangerous, it inherits in a firefighting. The second F is family. It's no secret that family often feel like they have two families, or firefighters have two families. One is the fire service, the other by blood. More often than not, these two families fought for time and attention, and while the firefighter is caught in the middle, the spouse and the children live in this unique world of growing up in what is often a second role to the fire department and station life. Yet the firefighter's commitment to their biological family needs to remain paramount. Balancing the demands of the job with family responsibility can be challenging, but make a conscious effort to present, engage, and support an essential and emotional well-being of both you and your loved ones. The third F is friends. The importance of friendship can't be overstated, especially in a high-stress career such as firefighting. Friends are an invaluable support system, offering assistance when needed, whether it's during a crisis at home while you're on duty. And one thing I'll promise you, as soon as you leave for that 48-hour shift, something is always going to happen, something is going to break, and there's going to be some dilemma that would much be easier if you were at home to deal with. This will be the time that you rely on your friends and your family. And finally, the fire department. The best thing about being a firefighter is you are trained to be a fixer of all problems, and that's pretty cool. This is a job that pays you that no paycheck will ever pay. It's a calling that involves a commitment to service, community, and teamwork. The sense of fulfillment and that comes from being able to help others solve problems and contribute positively to a society is a significant reward. Today, as these cadets don their new firefighting gear, let us recall the moments that brought them here, from the initial desire to help others to their grueling training and the moments where they had to dig deep and persevere. Each step has brought to them to this defining moment where only their skills, but their hearts have been tested and proven strong. To all the graduates, you are a symbol of hope, courage, and dedication. With every fire you fight and every life you save, know that you're never alone. We and your family will always stand behind you with pride, love, and support. As you step into your new role as protector of the community, remember, you have the power to inspire others with your bravery and your passion. Let your actions speak louder than any fire you face, setting an example for all of us facing our fears, mastering them, and making the world a better, safer place. Congratulations to you all. May your journey be safe, fulfilled, and awe-inspiring as you are to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you again. Chief, with that, it's time for the oath of office.
Okay, so those of you that want to take pictures, in the past we've made this really formal, and we've recognized that the formality kind of needs to go out the window because this may be something that you want to capture for the rest of your life. So if you would like to take pictures, this time when they set up the area, there's a spot. You can come down to the middle, just kind of kneel down so everybody can still see and feel free to take pictures as we go through. Recruits, I'd ask that you stand at attention, please, with your oath. And we're going to walk through this very pragmatically. We'll also mention Zach Prevett, president of Local 1055, just walked in. We recognized all of our dignitaries earlier, but he wasn't here. It looks like probably just got back from a call, I'm guessing. Yes, no. We value very highly our relationship with Local 1055, it's a firefighters union. We sacrifice together, we bleed together, we work together, we disagree and work out problems together, but without them and us working together, we wouldn't be able to do our mission. So thank you, Zach, for coming. It's a pleasure. Now for our candidates, if you would, raise your right hands and repeat after me. You could obviously cheat and time out. Who's got my, there it is. Okay, perfect. Who's got it?
I didn't touch it.
Okay. All right. One thing. I told you there's gonna be some bumps. We're gonna get through it. All right, gentlemen. Repeat after me. As a member of the Columbia or the Marshall Fire Department, state your name. Do you solemnly swear? That fully knowing the hazards of my chosen profession, I will endeavor to uphold the prestige, honor, and high spirit decor of the Columbia or Marshall Fire Department, that I will strive to preserve life and property from the elements of fire, disaster, and emergency,
from
That I will always put the mission first.
Always put the mission first.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit.
I will remain disciplined physically,
mentally, and highly trained.
That in support of my brothers and sisters,
I will always shoulder my share of the work.
To achieving the goals, values, and mission of the Columbia or Marshall Fire Department. That I will obey the orders of the fire chief
and the officers appointed over me.
And in the face of danger
and times of calm,
I vow to place the welfare of others before myself.
And to hold steadfast in the values,
traditions and sacrifices
of those who have served
in this profession before me.
Gentlemen, congratulations, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, 2025-1.
Would you like to come up and remain standing? Again, super informal, so we're going to present the badges and certificates. So when the candidate comes up to receive their badge, come on up, take pictures. We love that part.
Thank you. Be seated. Good evening. I'm John Amber. I have the pleasure of serving as the Deputy Fire Chief of the Columbia Fire Department. Proud graduate of BRS 04-1. They tell me that it is still the best recruit class to come through. So you guys came close, but my class still got you. So I didn't have to prepare any remarks tonight. It's just my honor to call you up to have your badge presented to you guys. Wear these badges with pride, show respect when you wear these badges, and know that they're a symbol, the symbol of your achievement. We've called you recruits for 18 weeks, recruits no more. Tonight you would be called firefighters. So as I call your name to come up and receive your badge, if you have a special person in the audience you'd like to pin that badge, we would ask them to come up when we call your name. If not, then the fire chief would be happy to pin that badge on you. So without further ado, I'd like to call up firefighter Isaac Dahart Wood. Firefighter John Usry. Firefighter Caleb Flanagan. firefighter Jeffrey Vance. Firefighter Corey Gilmore. Firefighter Kyle Veller. Firefighter Lucas Gray. Firefighter Hunter Wolf. Firefighter Jesse Lingle. From the Marshall Fire Department, firefighter Guthrie Baldwin. Also from the Marshall Fire Department, firefighter Matthew Curran. Congratulations, firefighters of BRS 2025.
Well done. Up next, we'd like to present a video and slideshow showing the hard work that the recruits have put in over the last 18 weeks of the Columbia Fire Department Basic Recruits Group program.
Chaka, hooka, 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 chaka, hooka, 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 chaka, hooka, 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 chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hooka, hooka,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, hooka, hooka,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hooka, 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 chaka, hooka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know.
Shaka, hooka,
everything's alright.
girl that missed that we the F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we never. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it, so turn me up. In this scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in it, do they think? Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep it going, do it, let's get it on, move it,
come on, baby, do it.
Come on.
Well, that was good. That was real good. It's always, we don't see those videos before they air them, so we never know what to expect. And it was good. It was good. I'd like to call up Engineer Derek Abbott and Trainer Tony Bannister with the training battalion up to the stand with me, or whatever we call this place. So starting with this class, we wanted to mix things up a little bit. We wanted to honor the legacy of several former members of the Columbia Fire Department. You know, by doing that, we want to recognize several of you new firefighters and your accomplishments in the names of these former CFD members. It is our hope that by honoring these members, we continue to remember their contributions to our community and to recognize the price that each of them paid. So with that, I'd ask that we take a moment of silence and pause for all those members that couldn't be with us here tonight. Thank you. Lieutenant Bruce Britt lost his life on February 22, 2014, while evacuating residents from a collapsing walkway at a University of Missouri apartment complex. His selfless actions that day exemplify the highest standards of leadership and courage. Bruce was known for his mentorship and his dedication to developing younger firefighters. He led by example, demonstrating integrity, teamwork, and an unwavering commitment to service. The Bruce Britt Award is presented to the distinguished graduate of Basic Recruit School 2025-1, recognizing superior achievement in leadership, teamwork, and character as voted on by your peers. This award reflects Bruce's enduring legacy and the deep respect we hold for those who lead by example. And tonight it is my honor to present the Bruce Britt Award to firefighter Isaac Dahart Wood.
Good evening. My name is Lester Shoemake. I'm one of the assistant chiefs with the Columbia Fire Department. The next award for firefighter Don Hector Crum served the CFD with distinction until his line of duty death on December 1st of 1986 as a result of an apparatus accident. Crum was the first of three black men hired by the Columbia Fire Department at a time when the civil rights battles of the 1960s were still fresh in the minds of most. He consistently exceeded expectations through his sustained demonstration of excellence in education, leaving a lasting impact on both the people he worked with and the department. Hector was deeply committed to the professional development of firefighters and believed that a strong educational foundation was essential. He worked hard to exceed these expectations at home, in his community, and with the CFD. The Hector Crum Award is presented to the top academic performer of Basic Recruit School 25-1. Recognizing superior academic achievement at the Columbia Fire Department Training Academy. This award honors Hector's legacy and his belief in the power of knowledge and education in the fire service. It is my honor to present the Hector Crum Award to firefighter Caleb Flanagan.
It's my honor to present the final award of this evening. This last award carries the name of a man who exemplified resilience and strength in the face of overwhelming adversity, Division Chief Mark Wright. Mark passed away in January 2018 following a courageous 3-year battle with cancer. His illness was determined to be a line of duty death, and his perseverance during that time inspired everyone privileged to work alongside him. Mark was known not only for his service, but for his heart, his quiet determination, his loyalty to the CFD, and his ability to lift up others, even when facing unimaginable challenges himself. He never backed down, and his journey reminds us that courage isn't always about running into a fire. Sometimes it's seemingly insurmountable, but how you respond when faced with a challenging situation is what matters most. The Mark Wright Award is given to a recruit who has faced adversity head-on, stood tall through their own personal trials, and inspired their classmates with unwavering dedication, heart, and spirit. It's a reflection of Mark's legacy and a reminder that strength comes in many forms. It is my honor to present the Mark Wright Award to firefighter Corey Gilmore. Congratulations again to all of our class award recipients and to the entire Basic Recruit School class on graduating this evening. For the closing remarks, I'd like to invite Fire Engineer Derek Abbott to the podium.
Class attention. I want to mimic what everybody else said. Thank you guys for coming tonight. At the beginning of recruit school, we set the expectations for the recruits on how we want them to act and behave throughout the remainder of the program. And we read them this excerpt, and I want to read it to you guys as a reminder of the mentality that we try to instill into our recruits. The Columbia Fire Department exists to serve the residents and visitors of our city with excellence. When Mr. and Mrs. Smith call 911, they expect a team of highly skilled, disciplined, and dependable firefighters to arrive within minutes to resolve their emergency. They are not concerned with the challenges you faced during your shift, the meal you've left behind, or any personal matters that you may be dealing with. As firefighters, we are part of a profession that demands selflessness and unwavering commitment to the citizens. The public turns to the fire department for help because we are problem solvers in their moments of greatest need. We are more than just firefighters. We are a lifeline to our community. So with that, Columbia Fire Department, class 2025-1, why are we here?
For them.
That concludes the ceremony for this evening. I appreciate everybody for coming. Please join us in the lobby for refreshments after we're done. Firefighters, you are dismissed.